This is LBC London News.
The time is coming up to 47 minutes past five. We're going to get the latest on what's happening in New York now from our US correspondent, Simon Marks. Good evening, Simon.
Hello, Oliver.
So tell me, what has happened here in New York? What do you know?
Well, it appears that this was some kind of an accident as opposed to a terrorist strike. Police say they do not believe terrorism was the motivation when a car at high speed struck pedestrians in Times Square, killing one person and injuring at least 13 other people. We've seen images from Times Square, which has now been completely cleared by police. And if you've ever been to New York, you will know that Times Square is considered the crossroads of the world. It's usually packed with pedestrians taking a look at all the sights and listening to all the sounds there. It's been completely cleared. We're seeing pictures of a red car on its side. It appears some pedestrian control barriers in the square. According to police, the driver is a 26-year-old man from the Bronx. He has two previous convictions, they say, for driving under the influence of alcohol. So they believe this was not a terrorist incident. He has been taken away for questioning. We're waiting, obviously, to learn more about him and also more about the condition of those people who are being treated for injuries at the scene and in some cases transported to local hospitals. But certainly a very unnerving event right in the centre of New York, given the kinds of terror strikes using trucks and cars driving at high speed that happen in other parts of the world, but that does not appear to have been the motivation behind this in Times Square within the last hour or so.
Yes, obviously thinking the worst straight away here in London when we saw this breaking news.
And here too, absolutely.
Come through. Is there any more information on why this may have happened if it isn't terrorist related?
No, I mean, I'm bound to say, I mean, you know, it's a pretty extreme, tough thing to do, to drive a car at speed in Times Square. I mean, it's a pretty tough thing to do to drive a car at speed anywhere New York City at lunchtime on a Thursday. So how on earth the driver was able to do this is very unclear, but perhaps he simply just sort of floored the car, which would explain why so many people were struck and at least one person appears sadly to have died. That's all going to be the focus for the investigation here, and clearly it is of interest to everybody that he appears to have two previous convictions involving driving and alcohol, and that may well end up serving to be one of the principal focuses of this investigation.
Yes, and I'm just looking at pictures now, live pictures at the moment of this car. Say it must have been going at speed because the way it's propped up on these metal bollards in Times Square, you know, you haven't seen anything like it. It looks very much like a scene from a movie rather than something that we'd see in real life.
Absolutely. And those crowd control barriers that it's up against, part of Times Square, of course, has been turned into a pedestrian precinct, but other parts of Times Square continue to have traffic rumbling through them. I have to say that pedestrians don't always pay very much attention to some of the traffic that's rumbling through them because they're craning their necks to look at skyscrapers and illuminated signs and jumbotrons and that kind of thing. So it's a pretty dangerous area for something like this to take place in.
And we are just getting news that President Donald Trump has been made aware of the situation in Times Square. Now, he is at the moment embroiled in his own sort of chaos at the moment. We've seen him tweeting today about the appointment of a special prosecutor. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. The greatest witch hunt in American political history, he claims, portraying himself very much as the victim here after the Department of Justice announced that Robert Mueller is taking on the role of special counsel to head up the what has been the FBI's investigation into ties between associates and the Russians during last year's presidential election campaign. Robert Mueller is not the kind of Washington veteran who's going to be intimidated by a couple of tweets from President Trump. He is a career Washington veteran. He worked as FBI director for both Republican presidents and Democrats, worked for George W. Bush and then Barack Obama. He was a prosecuting attorney for 12 years. He has a reputation for being gruff and plain-spoken and dogged about investigative work. His mere appointment appears really to be sticking in Donald Trump's craw as Donald Trump prepares still to leave the country tomorrow to embark international trip. The storm clouds will be following him all the way there. And we have just heard from the White House within the last few minutes that his wife, Melania, will now be accompanying him on that trip. That wasn't clear before, but she will be joining Donald Trump on that trip as he attempts to find a way of righting a presidency that is now in very, very grave political peril here.
OK, thank you very much, our US correspondent there.